This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friend Kara Schillen. Jennifer had her operation on her eye. For those of you who were around yesterday, you know the story of Jennifer. I told it several times. She has injured her eye, tore the retina. If you've been through the operation, you know how painful it is. But it most of the time ends up fine. She texted me a few hours ago, was awake, she's probably listening to us right now, kind of concerned, as we all would be under the circumstances, and I told her to be determined. How's that? Just have a little time to yourself. Don't worry about what's going on here, there, and everywhere. Sometimes easier said than done for people who are active like Jennifer is, but hold a good thought and send her a get-well wish. Facebook, just go into Facebook and put in Jennifer Horn, and you'll know the one that you put. There are two Jennifer Horns. You'll know the one that you have to send. Hello, Jennifer. Hope you're feeling well. Look forward to your being back on the Good Day program. All right, so we have the top 10 topics, as usually is the case during this hour of the Friday program. I like tradition to a certain extent. I don't like to be predictable. So when you look at the topics, the items of interest that we have reviewed on the Talk Radio Countdown Show and posted on the poll site at DougSteffen.com, you get a feeling or a sense as to what the big stories are that have been discussed a lot on News Talk Radio programs, and that's why we do this. They sort of fall into line with what some of the traditional programs are doing. The presidential race, number one, no surprise there. It's interesting today to follow the trail of the craziness that people are just crazy. Some people are nuts. Imagine somebody sending a package to Eric Trump's apartment in New York. And I love this in the New York Times today. The article says his luxury New York apartment. What has that got to do with the news of his getting a package that might have anthrax or something like that? The white powder that was in the package is being examined now. The police were called there last night. His security team alerted the authorities. It was mysterious, and so they're investigating it. But why would you, unless you're a jerk, make a reference to that? Is it a fact? I guess compared, again, some of the people that live down on the Lower East Side, it is. But how is that relevant to the story unless you're trying to jam them up? We all know that Trump's had plenty of dough. We all know that Eric runs some of his father's companies, and he's got plenty of dough. So what's the point of that? How does that add to the relevance of the story would be my question. And it is a question. Okay, number two on the poll, a focus on the nomination of this fellow Garland from Chicago, another member of the Chicago Mafia. Some people say, is it a mistake or not? Is this going to be a political thing that there are a lot of people who think that folks would be so upset about the candidacy of Donald Trump, and I think this is because they're so out of touch and the mainstream media is so invested in the status quo. There are all kinds of predictions. If Trump's the nominee, not only will he lose to Hillary Clinton, but the Senate will go to the Democrats. So don't vote for Donald Trump. That's what the Republicans are saying, those who are running the establishment behind the scenes, whispering. If they had a clue, if they really knew how to run their party, if they had a sense of what America was really all about in 2016, they wouldn't be trying to get in the way. They would have encouraged more candidates of the ilk that Donald Trump is. What a poor... I mean, look at the list of people. Kasich is okay, but Cruz and Rubio, they're the best ones you can put up. There's so many other people who, unfortunately, in my opinion, have fallen by the wayside, like Carly Fiorina. Just disgraceful, this party stuff. As I was thinking about the political side of the nomination, I went back in my mind to Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill. Do I need to say anything else? What a circus that was. All right, let's see. Number three on the countdown this week, the Russians leaving Syria. Very political, very interesting. Daesh certainly is in there in the discussion about what is going on with them. I saw something about some kid, and I don't know why I lost this, but there's here in California, the FBI is investigating a college student who went on a stabbing rampage before he was shot by a campus police officer, and his ties to Daesh were an interesting, or are, I guess maybe present tense, an interesting story. There have been all kinds of things. You know, this has happened before San Bernardino, I think, as I remember correctly. But why would somebody, you know, you ask that question. I think it's become a frustration for a lot of Americans who don't understand why somebody would be here in this country and have the benefits of this country and want to do something like that. It is. It's a question that a lot of people, I think it's a legitimate question. Our immigration policy is on the list. You know what I think the number one, of all of the things, and I ask you to tell us which is the most important to you, of the top 10, for me, it's the Flint water scandal, which happens to be number 7 on the actual list. This thing, if you saw any of the C-SPAN, and not, this isn't a normal, a lot of you don't sit and watch C-SPAN, but there's some interesting, pretty compelling drama that plays out in some of these hearings on Washington's turf. And yesterday, the EPA administrator and the governor of Michigan were before this congressional committee, which is investigating the Flint water scandal. And after it was all over, I was thinking to myself, and I'm watching these people beat on the woman who runs the EPA, and that was justified. She's lousy at her job. You can tell she is. She just looks it, feels it, sounds it. And then the governor of Michigan, another big phony and a BSing politician. Do you know what? After all of this, how many months have we been talking about this? How many years, and it's down to years, has this been a problem? And they still haven't fixed it. It's broken government in spades. The EPA actions deserve hammering. And the governor deserves hammering. And the people in Flint are still drinking or still exposed to this water loaded with red, with lead. They haven't done anything to fix the problem. Can you believe that? After all this time, after all this information, after all this noise, they still haven't fixed the problem. What a damnable, if anything is damnable when it comes to politics or the system of government that we have, this is the kind of stuff that is damnable. I just couldn't, the people in that town, that city, that county, that state should be suing the hell out of the government because of this. Class action lawsuits, where are the lawyers when it comes to this? What? I wouldn't go within 100 miles of that city under any circumstance. No wonder it's falling apart, and the whole state's falling apart, and the infrastructure of our country. This EPA director and the EPA under the Obama administration has been a classic case of an organization, a governmental bureaucracy that has no reason for existence. They have just screwed up everything, one thing after another after another. Can you imagine that they put forth and tried to get a rule that would make a water puddle in a farmer's yard a waterway so they could regulate it? Can you imagine that kind of stuff? That's what's going on. Oof. All right, thoughts and comments. You can dial this at 888-302-3684, and you'll go through the heavy scrutiny of Kara Schillen, who will answer the phone. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, or you can message me at Facebook and also at Twitter, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, 15 past the hour on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
When's the best time to enjoy Twisted Tea?
Why don't we do a little day-taking?
The hard iced tea brewed like a beer that tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real iced tea. Hanging out at the pool, fishing with your buddy. Twisted Tea hard iced tea tastes great anytime. Cool, refreshing, smooth, but with a kick.
Why don't we do a little day-taking?
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
All right, we have 18 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program for Friday. Back to the politics of the presidential race and how it is that you become so vulnerable. Some of you may or may not have seen or understood what this hacker calling himself or herself anonymous has claimed. They've hacked Donald Trump. They've released his Social Security number, his cell phone number. This was an announcement in a YouTube video last night. This person or this group claims to have released the Social Security numbers belonging to Trump and his family, released his cell phone numbers and cell phone numbers of his family, his birthday information, lots of info on his children, lots of information on his companies. This group has announced a, quote, total war on Donald Trump. Is this what you get in a free society? Yep, it is what you get in a free society. Does that mean it's appropriate? Does that mean that it's A-okay? I don't, it's not something that I'd be comfortable with. It just shows you how it is that the media, well, more, I guess maybe the news media would be in question to a point here, but the social media, the aspects of this, of what we call advancement, you know, all the technology, cell phones, the special things that you can learn. I mean, I'm amazed. Last night, I was on my smartphone looking up something. I just put in where. I didn't finish because I was looking for something. And up on the screen came dozens of things. Where is this and where is that and where is something else? And I don't know, I just think that it's cool that we can get this kind of information. But the other side of it is using the technology to hurt somebody. I just, okay, so you don't agree with Trump. I get it. There are a lot of people who don't. Or you don't agree with somebody. This is the way you're going to try to ruin his life. I don't get people's motivations. Do you? I understand people and their motivations sometimes. 21 after the hour. A question to be answered here on Good Day.
OT. $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here we are, 23 after the hour now in the Good Day program. At this point in this hour, the focus is on the late-night television program, some of the fun that people can have by listening to the monologues or some of the other discussions that take place. Let's get started with a clip from the Trevor Noah. I've never... Let me see if I can cut my New Englander out of this. Trevor Noah of the Daily Show joking about Republican resistance to President Obama's Supreme Court nominee.
Merrick Brian Garland. I love it. It's got a ring to it. MBG. You down with MBG? Yeah, you know me. Who's down with MBG? Well, apparently nobody.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said it would be a waste of time to meet nominee Merrick Garland.
Are you any more open to holding hearings, Mr. Garland?
I spoke to Lindsey Graham, who said to me that he has said to the president, even if you picked me, Lindsey Graham, I would lead the charge against me because you are the one who picked me in an election year.
Oh, Lindsey, that's just low self-esteem right there, buddy. You're worth voting for yourself, my friend. Sure, maybe GOP primary votes has rejected you, but rest assured, Trevor loves you, baby. Trevor loves you.
All right, we're stretching ourselves to find something funny in there. I'm trying to nose around and find the other stuff that may be funny, so this is an experiment in the works, if you will. Here are Comedy Central's nightly show host Larry Wilmore with his audience joking about the Supreme Court nominee.
Right now, both sides are in a stupid political fight over one of the most important positions in all the land. Yeah, the Democrats started it with the Bork nomination. Biden said some bullshit 20 years ago. The Republicans held Obama's circuit court nominations hostage forever, probably because he tried to block Alito, who, by the way, still made it onto the court, but it doesn't matter. Both sides are acting like children. You know what? Can we stop this? And you just do your job. So think about it. Why do you think the approval rating for Congress is at 13%? It's because of crap like this. I mean, Subway Jared has a higher approval rating than that.
Remember Jared? Yes, you remember Jared. Seth Meyers talking to John Stamos on his program last night about some of the many bad reviews for his new Netflix show.
A Hollywood Reporter said it's doubtful that there will be a more painful 2016 TV episode than the Fuller House pilot.
I mean,
He was being mauled by a bear when he watched
you that. You think that was a revenant?
And then he was tying it to that.
Right.
Yeah. You'll love episode two, Daniel. Right, the pilot. The pilot's painful.
Pilot. I mean, how rude, right?
Yeah, that's really rude. New York Times, the series begins.
What's the guy's name?
James Poniewozik.
Okay.
The series begins as a sitcom family reunion.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes a self-conscious, dated, and maudlin reminder of the ceaseless march of time and your inevitable demise.
It's really, look. So he liked it. He liked it.
Okay, good.
That one, that's the, of these.
I mean, tell
of
me,
these, he liked it
right?
the most.
James, it's Fuller House, not Room, for God's sake.
But those are,
I mean, those would be like, you would write those as a parody, right? But those,
yeah,
those,
anyway,
are, those are real people.
You know what? The fans love this show. And after 5 days, it was released only 4 or 5 days ago, Netflix said, let's do a second season. So I thank the fans for that.
All right. Here's James Corden talking to Mark Cuban about Donald Trump.
You have a long history with Donald Trump.
That's my right? boy.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Kinda. What's your take? Kind of.
Well, we always fight, right? So Donald's kind of like...
Really, that surprised me. He seems such a mellow guy.
He is shockingly mellow. Like, before all the presidential stuff, right? He was like that friend everybody has that you like to pick on. You know, in person, he's nice, but now he's gone crazy, right? I mean, I can't explain what's happened to him.
Do you think a businessman can run this country?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Why?
Yes. Why? Because, like, look, as a business person, you got to get things done, right? Politicians, they're hated because nothing happens, right? Running a company, either you get it done or you disappear.
Huh. 28 past the hour. Food for thought on a good day.
In the news, the feds tell doctors not to treat pain. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. There's a simple but awful fact about modern medicine, and it's this. We've overprescribed opiates, painkilling meds like hydrocodone, oxycontin, Vicodin, and Norco to a ferocious degree. This we did because of extremely shoddy research that said treating acute pain couldn't result in you becoming an addict. That was so dumb and so wrong. Many addicts and many deaths later, the feds are forcing doctors to limit the number of pain meds they can prescribe. Here's the thing. The feds are 110% right. DCOC advice? You must understand this. Pain is part of life and always will be. This is a complex subject, so I'll be talking about it at length on my next weekly podcast this coming Tuesday. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, it's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen and all of you here to witness, participate, be involved in the conversation today. Weather-wise, wild and woolly. Looks like this weekend is going to be a big snowstorm on the northeast slope, as they say. Storm from the mid-Atlantic up through Kara. As a matter of fact, I think it's snow. Supposed to get to you, what, tonight, is it? Or tomorrow morning? How is the snow?
It's supposed to come in Saturday night. I'm so upset about this.
But it's not going to be. First of all, it's warm and won't stay there that long. What's the prediction? How much are you supposed to get on the ground there by Sunday morning?
I saw on the news earlier, they were suggesting maybe like a couple inches for south of us and north of us, but the actual metro area is, I think, only supposed to get slush maybe an inch. But I'm still sad about it.
The news media says it's going to be a big storm. Look out.
Must be true then.
Winds are going to blow, and the storm is going to bring in snow that'll flow and ruin everything. It's nuts. Hey, it's still winter technically, but isn't it? When is the first day of spring? It's Monday, I think. Monday afternoon. First full day is Tuesday. So this is the last blast. Let's enjoy it while we can. While we can. I have to fly back into Boston on Monday. Get rid of it by then, please. 4 inches. That's not a snowstorm. That's a dusting. A snowstorm is a foot of snow. That's a snowstorm. That's a big deal. Kind of a big deal. A bigger deal is when it's 20 inches or 30 inches, something like that. So with regard to the weather, I see that some of the experts in the climate change arena are warning of a new era of change. New figures have shown that this past month smashed global temperature records by astronomical amounts. The Earth averaged 56 degrees over the month of February. That's everywhere. That puts it 2 degrees above average. Experts say this rise has been like a punch in the nose for the Earth. Okay? Things are changing. That's what goes on this planet. Is it because, and I'm almost getting tired of saying, you're probably getting tired of hearing me say the same thing every time we talk about the weather as it relates to global warming and climate change. Global warming takes place. Climate change takes place. That's the way the earth works. That's how it rolls, as it were. Now, whether it would come this fast, go back and look at the last 5 million years, the last 50 million years, the last 500 million years in the history of the planet, and I bet you see plenty of this stuff. Are we helping it along by burning a lot of fossil fuels? Probably not helping it. We're not helping the situation, but it isn't being caused. And if we do a lot of things, does that slow down the process? Maybe. But it's good for business. A lot of great new businesses coming out of this. Let's hear it for the new businesses. Can you do something about it now? Are we going to get on a rocket ship and go to Mars? That's probably not going to happen either. So you just hold on for the ride, if you will.
Would you want to go to Mars?
I would like to go to Mars if I thought it was going to be a safe trip. If I thought we would...
Temporarily.
The problem is that we have this information from the Apollo missions. Those things were tin cans in space. And the fact that we pulled off what we did, not once, not twice, not three times, but four times.
Yeah.
And there was, these things were tin cans.
The size of a Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah, and they had not the computer ability of the smartphone that you have in your hand.
Yep.
And so, if that's what they're sending to Mars, I'll take my chances here. But would it be a cool trip? Yeah, I don't want to be out there that long. I'd like to go to the moon before I die.
No, I'm good with that.
In this life. Let's go to the moon. Let's take a trip to the moon. You know what he said?
We have Mars.
Jackie Gleason, to the moon, Alice! To the moon! So instead of to the moon, Richie! To the moon!
I'll buy your ticket.
To the moon! Really? That actually get rid of me, huh?
No, I'd like you to go. I know you want to go.
I would like to go. Okay. So we have this story from a pretty good radio station in Baltimore, WCBM. Morning host is a guy named Sean Casey, who did what I consider to be the best story this week about our immigration policy. It's all over politics, you know that. Everybody, both sides, are yakking about this all the time. But this is very telling. The conversation between Sean and a lady named Jessica Vaughn, who comes from the Center for Immigration Studies. There was news this week, Richie, about the complete lack of cooperation between ICE agents and the immigration office in San Bernardino after the shootout there. Listen to this story and see if you aren't completely appalled once again by government that doesn't work.
I do want to get your thoughts on this revelation on Capitol Hill that the USCIS did not cooperate with armed ICE agents in the San Bernardino terror investigation. They had this Enrique Marquez character that they had a tip that he was helping or may have been involved with the San Bernardino jihadis, and they go to USCIS, the benefits office out in San Bernardino, and they got the stiff arm.
Yeah, this is absolutely outrageous. Here we are the day after a horrible terrorist attack that we know involved non-citizens, and ICE agents come to arrest one of them that they were told through a tip that was going to be there, and their own colleagues in USCIS wouldn't let them in the building to make that arrest. And that just shows you how the mentality of this critical government agency has changed, you know, at least one part of it, the one that they're more interested in protecting non-citizen applicants than they are in helping in a terror investigation. I tell you, as a former consular officer who ran a similar kind of a section, I can't imagine if my colleagues wanted to arrest a terror suspect, telling them they couldn't come in my building to do it.
And the excuse was there were protocols.
Protocols, but really, it's a policy under the Obama administration that information that's in an immigration application has to be confidential, even to in most law enforcement scenarios, and that's just backwards. Our first goal of the Department of Homeland Security has to be to protect Americans and our country.
And then to add insult to injury, yesterday we learned of this. This was just amazing to me. I was flabbergasted to hear the ICE director Sarah Saldana on this failure of ICE agents to pick up this guy that was involved in a drunk driving drag race that killed a 21-year-old woman, and they didn't show up within the four-hour window. And then we learned that Saldana says, well, the reason why they didn't is because the woman hadn't died yet.
Yeah.
I mean, the Americans should be outraged at that kind of statement.
God.
it is outrageous that if a drunk drag racing illegal alien is not a priority for law enforcement, who's just, you know, the woman died, hit somebody, who is a priority?
It is just amazing.
Wow.
How dysfunctional this.
We're waiting for her to die before we do anything about it.
And yet, and I say this, I guess this sounds like a political statement, but why would you want to support a candidate who said they want to continue the good work of the current administration? Why would you want to do that? What's currently good about the administration? I'll give you another example. What's happening in Flint? Yesterday, there were a lot of these televised hearings on C-SPAN. That's what they do on C-SPAN. And I watched, Richie, for about 40 minutes as the Republicans pummeled the EPA director and the Democrats pummeled the governor of Michigan. And I thought to myself, how ridiculous. Both of them should be fired. The EPA woman couldn't come up with a good straight answer as to why they haven't come across with the information. She was smug. She was stupid. She was arrogant. And the Republicans were nailing her. And then the Democrats go after the governor of Michigan. And then at the end of all of this discussion, you realize one thing. One thing is that they still haven't fixed the problem. The people in Flint are still drinking or exposed to that crappy water. They haven't fixed the pipes. They haven't changed where the water's coming from. I mean, what do you need to fix it or change it? It's just incredible. And again, why would you vote to... And they both represent the status quo. And that's why I say, if for no other reason, this is not an advertisement or an endorsement of Donald Trump, but for God's sakes, whoever you vote for, it ought to be somebody who represents change, don't you think? 42 past the hour on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
St. Patrick's Day is right around the corner, and everyone has a chance to experience the luck of the Irish. Save a pot of gold and celebrate the holiday by staying connected with friends and family with a new Alcatel Pixie Pulsar smartphone from TracFone for just $29.83 at Walmart. If you already have a smartphone you just can't part with, check out TracFone's innovative BYOP, Bring Your Own Smartphone program that lets you keep your phone and number. With TracFone, you get nationwide 4G LTE coverage on America's largest and most dependable networks. Plans with talk, text, and data start as low as $19.99 for 90 days, which helps keep a lot of extra green in your pocket. And with no activation or cancellation fees, you can change your no-contract plan whenever you need to without any penalties. TracFone phones and service plans are available at more than 100,000 retail locations nationwide. For more, visit TracFoneSwitch.com.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Okay. It's 45 past the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Okay, my pal Uri Geller is here. He joins us every week at this time for an update in the mind, the magical mind that we all have. How do we use it better? He's a mind motivator.
The poll about the power of the mind, right? And Uri Geller's power.
Listen to this one. I just said to Uri, I was thinking of something a day or two ago, and I can't remember what it was. I said on the air, I wanted to ask Uri about this. And so Richie and I are just having a quick conversation with Uri, and Uri says, was it about the Las Vegas magician? And that's exactly.
Like, without even thinking about it.
Right. It was Doug. Bingo.
You knew the story.
Right. Yeah. Sorry.
And what is this? So who are you talking about?
Well, I'm just trying to remember what it was, but it said something that was directly correlated to you. I don't even remember what it was. I just remember that it was so correlative, if you will, to you. You don't know the story either. You just know I was thinking about. See, maybe this is the more important part of the conversation.
You don't know the story he's talking about?
No.
He just knew it was on my mind.
How did you know that Doug was thinking about it if you didn't know the story?
I just uttered it out because that's what you was buried in the back of your mind.
Yeah. So think about that, folks. No. Forget about the Las Vegas magician.
No way.
Think about Uri Geller and I are 10,000, maybe more. We're 12,000 miles apart. He literally is halfway. I'm in Los Angeles, and he is in Tel Aviv. So there's a half a world away from us, and in a split second, he knew what I was thinking about. And he doesn't even know what the story is about. He just picked up Las Vegas magician in the ethos. So that tells you. What do you mean, no? What else?
If I were sitting here and watched this whole thing, I would not believe you if you told this to me.
Oh, well.
May I just tell you an interesting story? This is also probably tied in or synchronicity, but I had a very interesting guest come to see me and interview me for her new book. Her name is Annie Jacobsen. If you Google her, she's a very serious author. All her books have hit the New York Times bestsellers list. She writes about politics, wars, ammunition. Very, very interesting. Just Google Annie Jacobsen. That's S-E-N in the end. So she came over. We spent a few days together. And she reminded me that she interviewed a CIA operator called Kit Green. And Kit did not quite believe the Stanford Research Institute documents about me while the CIA was studying me in Palo Alto, California. But what convinced Kit Green, who worked in Langley, Virginia, in the CIA headquarters, is the following. You must remember that in the early 70s, there was no internet, there was no Skype, there were no mobile phones, and the only way to communicate was obviously through picking up an old-fashioned phone. So he says to me, Uri Geller, I'm in Washington, near Washington, I'm holding something in my hand, what is it? And exactly the same way I picked out Las Vegas Magician, I saw a book and I said there is a picture of like scrambled eggs on the page, and above it there are words in big, architectural. The guy freaked out because he was holding Gray's Anatomy. And the picture I described was the picture of a brain, and above it, he scribbled with a black marker, architectural. So that totally blew his mind. And this was, again, thousands of miles. I was in Palo Alto, California, and he was in Langley, Virginia.
Yeah.
Do you have to work it, or does this just happen, Uri?
This just happens, by the way. This scene with Kid Green is in The Secret Life of Uri Geller. It's a movie by the BBC, and it's on my website. Sometimes I get telepathical flashes, and I have to say them immediately because I know that I'm reading someone's mind very clearly.
All right. There it is. The proof positive this kind of stuff exists on the planet.
So amazing.
It is amazing. Uri Geller, check out his website, URIGELLER.com, UriGeller.com, here on the Good Day program at 51 past the hour.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Now 53 at the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Greg Stebbin will join us from Men's Health Magazine. Here's the technology story of the week. Well, there are two of them. And surprise and shock, Richie, they both involve Apple.
Oh,
if that's not enough, we'll have some time for Amazon as well. The double A's in technology. Up next here on Good Day.
You woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Your gut. It's your engine, your digestive core. Keep it running smoothly with the powerful digestive support of Ultimate Flora. It's the probiotic that works hard with 30 billion live cultures to help restore your body's good natural flora. Feel lighter, more energized, and happier with the high-potency probiotic. Ultimate Flora by Renew Life. More power to your gut. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
55 past the hour now on Tech Talk Time on the Good Day program. Greg Stebbins joins us from Men's Health Magazine, their technology editor. Looks like Apple is trying to go toe-to-toe with the Department of Justice and China, the battle over iPhones. I love this stuff because it's so confusing. We need somebody like you who has the cobwebs out to straighten out why are they arguing with our Department of Justice over iPhones. I do get it, sort of, but you can explain it much better than I can.
That's a big job you're giving me, Doug.
So,
you know, this has been going on a long time, this debate or this argument or this battle, and I think, in a sense, that's a good thing because I think it's an issue that's worth all that time and attention and discussion. And essentially, the backstory on this is that one of the terrorists in the San Bernardino attack had an iPhone that has not, the federal government has not been able to crack into it.
Right.
And when Apple rolled out this version of their operating system, they said, they made no bones about it, they said it very loudly and very publicly, that they would not be able to get into your phone. You and only you would be able to get into your phone. And they offered that as a feature, a security feature and a privacy feature. And so lo and behold, the federal government wants to get into the phone of a terrorist who's dead, and they have not been able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
apparently they did it for somebody in China.
Say that again.
Did they do it for some circumstance, under some circumstance in China? Is that what the allegation is?
Well, that part of it I'm not clear on, but let me just finish the backstory on this.
Okay, excuse me.
And that is that there are some people who say that for the federal government, this is really not about getting in one phone. It's really about, I mean, if they can force Apple to create a new piece of software that will break into an iPhone, a piece of software that does not exist today, which Apple says they do not want to do and should not have to do, and I think with good cause for concern, because if it can break into one phone, it can break into any phone.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many that say, some that say in the privacy and security world, that for the federal government, this really is not about one iPhone. It's really about just using this to get Apple to create that special piece of software
and
to set a precedent so that they can then force other companies to do the same thing for other devices.
And you know China is just chomping at the bit to be able to have access to every iPhone sold in their country, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they might even tell Apple, you can't sell another iPhone in this country until you give us that lock, that unlocking mechanism.
So then what do? Under the circumstance,
right.
Do they say, nope, we're not going to do it? If they're really true to what their word is and to their cause and to their mission, then they will say, nope, sorry, no more iPhones available in China.
Right.
Will they have the start?
Well, but what they're saying now is, no, we're not going to write that piece of software. It doesn't exist.
Yeah. All right. So can the Chinese, though, force them to do that if they want to sell phones?
That would be an interesting line in the sand for Apple.
It would be.
Yeah. Stay tuned for all of us.
Well, stay tuned for that and so many other things to the Good Day program. What the heck? This is a good way for to while away hours every day. Greg Stebbins, who is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine, here serving us on the Good Day program.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis.
analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.